Okay, so when I saw the pile of research you sent for this Gucci deep dive, I have to admit, I thought I might need an extra shot of espresso to get through it all.
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
But, I love a good challenge,
Yeah.
especially when it involves a bit of luxury, a touch of history, and maybe even some holiday sparkle.
Well, I think you're in for a treat because Gucci is such a fascinating brand.
Yeah, for
It's
sure.
so much more than just a name, it's a story.
Yeah.
It's a story of evolution, of
Right.
how they've blended this artisan tradition with modern innovation. And it all started over a century ago with a guy named Guccio Gucci
Right, in Florence.
in a small, leather goods shop in Florence.
Yeah, we're talking 1921.
1921, yep.
And I've seen some of those vintage Gucci ads, like from back then and even then.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell they were emphasizing like quality and
Well,
craftsmanship.
for sure.
Was that like what set them apart right from the beginning?
Absolutely. Guccio Gucci, he was obsessed with using the finest materials and the most skilled artisans. In fact, one of the articles you sent me talked about how he was inspired by the luggage he saw at the Savoy Hotel in London.
Oh, interesting.
These were wealthy travelers and their luggage, and he wanted to create something equally elegant and durable.
I see. So it's like those early Gucci pieces, they were kind of like a status symbol, but also built to last. They
Exactly.
weren't
Yeah.
like fast fashion, you
Not
know.
at all. Not at all.
Okay. And so how did they go from this small shop in Florence to this global luxury icon that they are now? Was it
Right.
like a slow and steady kind of thing, or was there like a moment where they really exploded on the scene?
I think it was a bit of both.
Okay.
Their reputation for quality grew steadily throughout the early 20th century, the first few decades.
Right.
But it was really in that post-war era, the 50s and 60s, when
Yeah.
they became synonymous with Hollywood glamour.
Okay.
Think Grace Kelly, Audrey Hepburn, Jackie Kennedy,
Those are some big
all
names.
carrying
Okay, so
Gucci.
now it's more than just luggage.
Yeah.
We're talking handbags, we're talking fashion, we're talking that whole jet set lifestyle.
Exactly, yeah. And that's when those iconic elements like the double G logo and that green, red green web stripe,
Yeah.
they really became part of the brand's DNA.
Right.
But what's interesting is that Gucci isn't just resting on their laurels,
Right.
they're also making some pretty bold moves when it comes to sustainability and social responsibility.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the Gucci Equilibrium Initiative.
Okay, yeah. I was really curious about that because
Yeah.
it seems like a lot of luxury brands are kind of like jumping on this sustainability bandwagon these days.
They are, yeah.
But Gucci seems to be taking it pretty seriously.
They are, and it goes beyond just using eco-friendly materials. One of your sources, the 2022 Environmental Profit and Loss Report, it highlights their investment in regenerative agriculture. They're not just sourcing better cotton, they're working to improve the entire supply chain.
Wow. So they're thinking long term,
Yes.
not just about making, a quick buck.
Right, they're recognizing that the future of luxury
Yeah.
is intertwined with the health of the planet and the well-being of the people who create these products.
Okay, but is it actually making a difference?
Right.
Or is it just like clever marketing? Because a lot of people are skeptical about these big corporate sustainability initiatives.
Well, skepticism is healthy,
Yeah.
but it's worth noting that Gucci's been recognized by independent organizations for their efforts.
Okay.
They've been ranked as one of the top sustainable luxury brands by several reputable sources.
So it's not just greenwashing.
Yeah.
They're actually walking the walk.
Yes, they're putting their money where their mouth is.
That's pretty impressive,
Dang.
especially for a brand that's, so deeply rooted in luxury and
Yeah.
consumption.
It is,
Yeah.
and that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah.
They're not shying away from the fact that they are a luxury brand, but they're also saying we can be luxurious and responsible.
Right.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah.
And it seems to be resonating, especially with younger generations.
Yeah, those younger consumers are probably like the ones who are the most aware of things like ethical sourcing and environmental impact.
Absolutely.
Speaking of those consumers, one thing that really caught my eye in the research was Gucci's focus on personalization.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like they're going above and beyond to create unique experiences for their customers.
Absolutely. And it goes back to that heritage of craftsmanship.
Okay.
They've always had this bespoke element,
Right.
but they've really embraced technology to enhance it.
Okay.
One of the articles you provided talked about their online customization tools.
Oh,
You can
yeah.
personalize everything from handbags to sneakers to luggage.
Well, it's like they're bringing that old world, artisan approach
Right.
into the digital age.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And doing it in a way that feels very like luxurious and exclusive.
For sure. It's an
Thanks.
experience.
You're not just, you know, picking from a drop-down menu. You're working with a like digital artisan to create something truly unique.
That's the idea, yes.
But is that like something that's actually unique to Gucci?
That's a good question.
I mean, other luxury brands offer customization too, right?
We do.
Yeah.
But I think what sets Gucci apart is the depth of their personalization
Okay.
and the way they integrate it with their heritage and their brand storytelling.
I see.
It's not just about adding your initials to a bag.
Right.
It's about creating a piece that reflects your individual style
Yeah.
and connects you to the brand's legacy.
Okay, so it's personalization with a purpose,
Exactly.
not just a gimmick.
Not a gimmick. And it really taps into that desire for individuality and self-expression that's so prevalent today.
Right. So we've talked about their history, we've talked about their craftsmanship, we've
Yeah.
talked about their commitment to sustainability. But what about the actual shopping experience?
Right.
Like, how are they blending tradition and technology in their stores
Yeah.
and online?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay, so you're saying Gucci is blending tradition and technology in their shopping experience.
Yeah.
What does that like actually look like?
Well, they're really, blurring the lines between the physical and the digital worlds.
Okay.
For example, they've been experimenting with augmented reality in their stores,
Oh, wow.
allowing customers to, virtually try on clothes and accessories.
That sounds pretty cool, but is it more than just a gimmick? Like,
Right.
does it actually enhance the shopping experience?
From what I've read, it seems to be a hit with customers.
Okay.
It adds an element of fun and interactivity,
Yeah.
and it can help shoppers, visualize how different pieces would look on them.
Right.
And this is especially helpful, I think, with some of their more avant-garde designs.
Yeah, sometimes those runway looks can
Oh,
be a little intimidating.
yes.
Yes,
Exactly.
exactly. To try on in real
Could
life.
try on in real life. Yeah.
Okay, so what else are they doing?
They're also using technology to create more personalized experiences in store. They have these client advisors who are like walking encyclopedias of Gucci.
Yeah.
They can, pull up your purchase history, your wish lists, even your social media activity to create like a curated selection
Oh,
of
wow.
items just for you.
Okay, so they're really using like data to create a more personalized experience.
Yes.
But does that feel invasive to customers?
Right.
Like, are people a little creeped out by that?
That's a valid concern, but it seems like Gucci's being very careful about how they use data.
Okay.
They're very transparent about their data collection practices,
Okay.
and they give customers control over what information they share.
Okay.
It's all about using data to enhance the shopping experience,
Right.
not to exploit
Not to be
customers.
creepy about it. So
Exactly.
it's not just about like technology for technology's sake.
No.
It's about using it thoughtfully to create a better experience.
Yes. A more seamless and
Great.
enjoyable experience.
So, anything else?
Well, it's not just about individual customers.
No.
They're also using technology to connect with a wider audience.
I see.
I mean, their social media presence is massive,
It is, yeah.
and they're using it to, share their brand story,
Yeah.
showcase their collections, and engage with their
Right,
fans.
so they're building like a community around the brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's working. I mean, their social media engagement is off the charts.
That's interesting, though.
People love getting those behind-the-scenes glimpses into the world of Gucci,
Yeah.
the craftsmanship,
Yeah.
the artistry,
Yeah.
the glamour. It all feels very aspirational,
Right.
but also accessible.
Okay, so we've talked about their sustainability initiatives.
Yes.
We've talked about their focus on personalization.
Yeah.
We've talked about their use of technology.
Right?
But let's not forget about the actual products themselves.
Right.
Like, what are some of the key elements that make Gucci designs so recognizable and sought after?
Well, their designs are often described as bold,
Yeah.
eclectic, and sometimes even a little bit subversive.
Interesting.
They're not afraid to mix and match, different eras and styles,
Right.
and they often draw inspiration from art, music, and pop culture.
Yeah, it seems like they have a real knack for like tapping into the zeitgeist.
They do.
Yeah, whether it's through collaborations with up-and-coming artists
Yeah.
or by reinterpreting classic designs in a modern way.
Right.
That's probably a big part of why they've been so successful
I think so.
at attracting like younger consumers.
Absolutely. And they're constantly pushing boundaries.
Yeah.
For example, they were one of the first luxury brands to embrace gender fluidity in their designs.
Oh, wow.
You know, blurring the lines between menswear and womenswear.
And that's a big deal in the fashion world.
It is, it is.
It's not just about aesthetics, it's about challenging norms
Yes.
and pushing for greater inclusivity.
Absolutely. And it goes back to their core values.
Yeah.
Diversity and inclusivity are woven into everything they do,
I see.
from their designs to their hiring practices to their philanthropic efforts.
So it's like they're using their platform to kind of like make a statement about the world they want to create.
Exactly.
It's not just about selling clothes, it's about promoting a certain vision.
Yes, a vision of the future.
Yeah, and that vision seems to be resonating with a lot of people.
It is. Their sales have been consistently strong,
Yeah.
and they continue to be one of the most influential brands in the world.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From their humble beginnings in Florence
Right.
to their global dominance today, Gucci has come a long way.
They have.
What stands out to you the most from everything we've discussed?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, what's the key takeaway you'd want our listener to remember?
I think what's most impressive about Gucci is their ability to balance tradition and innovation. You know, they've managed to stay true to their heritage of craftsmanship and quality
Yeah.
while also embracing new technologies and pushing creative boundaries.
Right.
They're a brand that's constantly evolving but always stays true to its core values.
Okay, so that's a powerful combination.
It is.
And it's probably why they've been so successful at appealing to both, like longtime fans
Right.
and a new generation of consumers.
Exactly. And I think there's a lesson in there for all of us.
Oh.
Whether you're an individual or a brand, it's important to be open to new ideas and new ways of doing things
Yeah.
while also respecting your roots and staying true to your values.
Okay, so we've talked about, what makes Gucci special,
Yeah.
but now let's connect it back to our listener
Yeah.
who's thinking about their holiday shopping.
Right.
What should they keep in mind when considering a Gucci gift this year?
Well, I think the most important thing is to remember that a Gucci gift is more than just a material possession.
Okay.
It's a piece of history.
Yeah.
It's a symbol of craftsmanship.
Right.
And a statement of
So
values.
it's about giving something with meaning,
Exactly.
something that will be cherished
Yes.
for years to come.
For years to come.
And, you know, because their designs are so diverse,
They are.
there's truly something for everyone.
There is.
Whether you're looking for like a classic handbag,
Right.
a statement piece of jewelry or a unique home decor item, Gucci has something that will delight even the most discerning recipient.
I think so.
But you know, Gucci can be pretty pricey.
It can.
What if someone is on a tighter budget
Right.
but still wants to give a Gucci gift?
That's a good point. They do have a wide range of price points,
Okay.
but even their smaller items, like a keychain or a silk scarf, can still make a big impact.
Yeah.
It's really about the thoughtfulness and
Right.
the symbolism behind the gift.
Okay, so if someone is still unsure about what to get,
Yeah.
what would you recommend?
I think it's always a good idea to do a little research,
Okay.
browse their website.
Check out their social media, even visit a store if you can.
Yeah.
That way you can get a feel for the brand's aesthetic
Right.
and find something that really speaks to the person you're shopping for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And even if you're not planning on buying anything,
Right.
it's still fascinating to learn about the history and craftsmanship behind a brand like Gucci.
Absolutely.
It makes you appreciate the products even more.
It does.
All right, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Gucci,
Yeah.
I want to leave our listener with one final thought to ponder.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the brand's past and present,
We have.
but what about the future?
Right.
What do you think is next for Gucci?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already accomplished so much,
Yeah.
but they're clearly not done innovating.
Right.
I think we can expect to see even more bold moves from them in terms of sustainability,
Okay.
technology,
Yeah.
and inclusivity.
I agree. They're a brand that's always looking ahead, pushing boundaries,
Yeah.
redefining what it means to be a luxury brand
For sure.
in the 21st century.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes them so exciting to watch.
It is, yeah.
So as you enjoy the holiday season, keep an eye on Gucci. You never
Yes.
know what they'll come up with next. And
Exactly.
on that note, we'll leave you with one final thought. So we've explored this world of Gucci.
Yeah, we've done a deep dive.
But now let's bring it back to like you and
Okay.
your holiday gift list,
Right.
because we've painted a pretty vivid picture of this brand
I think we have,
from
yes.
their history to their values. What would you say to someone who's maybe like on the fence about a Gucci gift?
Right.
What's that one compelling argument that might tip the scales for them?
I think, you know, it comes down to this.
Yeah.
A Gucci gift is an investment in more than just an object.
Okay.
It's an investment in a legacy, in a commitment to quality and artistry.
Yeah, it's not just like buying a thing. You're buying like
right.
a piece of that history.
Exactly.
And that Italian craftsmanship, the artistry.
100 years in the making.
You know.
Yeah.
And you're also like aligning yourself with a brand that's actively trying to make a positive impact on the world.
You are. Yes.
Like there's sustainability, there's social responsibility.
I mean, we talked about it. It's commendable.
It really is.
Yeah.
So it's a gift that speaks volumes.
It does.
Even beyond just the like beauty and the craftsmanship.
Yeah.
And let's not forget like the emotional aspect of giving a Gucci gift.
Oh, for sure.
It's like a way of saying, I care about you.
Yeah.
I want to spoil you. I want you to feel special.
There's a certain magic to it.
And, you know, a bit of that holiday sparkle we were talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. A little touch of luxury.
Okay. I got to ask, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Gucci piece?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
There are so many to choose from.
But if you could have anything, like what would it be?
You know what? I think I'd go with one of their vintage bamboo handbags.
Oh, yeah. Those are beautiful.
It's such a classic design.
Yeah.
And it has such a fascinating history behind it.
Tell me about it.
During World War II, materials were scarce.
Oh.
And Gucci had to experiment with alternative materials like bamboo.
Oh, so it was born out of, like, necessity.
It was, yeah.
But it became this, like, iconic symbol of the brand.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's a good reminder that creativity can flourish even in times of adversity.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
This idea that even in a world that's obsessed with the new and the next,
right,
there's still beauty and value in things that are well made.
Yeah.
That are timeless and that have a history.
It's a good lesson.
It is. Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this Gucci deep dive.
Yeah, I think it's time.
We hope you enjoyed the journey.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
And that you learned a thing or two along the way.
I hope so.
And maybe even, who knows, you might be inspired to add a touch of Gucci to your holiday celebrations this year.
A little bit of magic.
A little bit of magic. Well, happy holidays, everyone.